Agenda, March 3rd, 6 p.m. This meeting being recorded. Call the meeting to order. Do we have any additions or deletions?
I wanted to let you know that I did put in the application with the bond bank. I haven't heard anything back, but I said as close to $4 million as we can get. We'll see what happens.
Do we have any idea time frame for their response?
27 March. They'll make a decision 27 March.
And I didn't have Keith on here to talk about FEMA, so he is an addition.
So the packet I sent out Saturday, Friday, Leslie and I have to work through some of the details on those the request for information, essentially. But the certifications piece, I've got to talk to our current program delivery manager, supervisor. The FEMA rep went on emergency leave for mother in what we have is the supervisor who is in, looking for information to, because she wants to close out DR, you know, some of the things on DR 4810.
Even though we spent whole packet stapled
half an hour talking about the importance of completing 4826, which is the big flood, which is the big cost. You know, so we're looking at priority, and we have only one suspense date, which is the 22nd of March, to finish that damage inventory. So this other stuff doesn't have a suspense date on it. We have to do it. There are a lot of certifications in there for things as we go forward that I have to work around or with FEMA to, because frankly, on the 9, 10, 11 July, we knew Linden had a disaster. We didn't know we had a disaster. And things that we're doing are business as usual for contracting when you're looking for some dirt or a truck or whatever. And these are all small potatoes in terms of federal contracting rules. So in any case, those certifications are tied to federal contracting rules, and I'll talk to them Thursday. Damage inventory, like I said, the most important thing is getting that done Thursday, Friday, 14, 15 March, so that the FEMA representatives have time to load it. And that has to be done no later than 22 March. And that's how, once that's in, that data then, that's the basis for which all our claims and everything else goes in. So we met the suspense for the first one, and now they're coming back with the little, you need to fill this in, or you need this certification, but that can wait, because there's no timeline on it.
So this is all for 9 through 11?
The thing she's asking for the last couple of days, but the 30 July, that one we have to have done by the 22nd of March. And I really needed it them the week before so that they can work on it. And so every day, you know, I now have a 30, 40 hour day a week job or gratis. I knew it. I knew this going in because that's the way the federal bureaucracy, you know, I did this every day, paid for the, you know, at least 20, 30 years. So, I knew how much it is. It's just painful. You know, I thought I'd gotten rid of that when I retired.
Surprise.
But anyway, okay. So I just worked, you know, so you just work through it field by field. I will have come back to you probably this month, beginning of April, for the certifications, how many, and we'll have to sign them. But I'm going to push that off because Leslie's not here to work some of the data either. She and Tim are down at Boston right now. And that's not for, just, I think they're seeing friends. I think they're seeing the hospital continuously. Anyway.
So that 4810 stuff that you alluded to in the email,
that
is not being decided tonight?
Does not need to be decided tonight. I went back and looked through it. So heads up, we'll have to decide it, but need more information, need more time. And when, if it's, there's no time limit on that realistically, I mean another year, but there is a time limit on the 30 July storm, and that's in 2 weeks.
Are we done with 9 through 11 storm?
The damage inventory, yes. The additional information that will drag out for weeks and months, no. Because they, you know, okay, now we need you to, you know, fill in this spreadsheet, and now we need you to fill in this spreadsheet. Now we need these certifications. So we'll try and get that done after we get the big storm in, because that's a hard suspense. That is a no kidding around. If we don't get it in, there's no way to claim the damages from the 30 July. Mm-hmm. So that's the priority. And a little stuff is very angry. That's a federal regulatory deadline.
And that's all doable?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I need to spend some time with John and ask some more questions. We drove around, Tuesday last week? Went back to every one of those culverts.
Yep.
And then I went to the culvert database, and there's no culvert here where we filled or put a culvert in. Steve Houghton's.
Uh-huh. This
yeah, so what's the size? Anyway, we'll talk later. It's not in the database. I spent half an hour.
It's not in there.
No. Yeah. But you know, you said there were college kids doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. They missed one.
We'll find it.
Well, you just need to know what the size and length is.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I have for FEMA for now.
Did John want to talk? Do you want to talk about equipment now or during your road report?
Road report's fine.
And I guess that's all I have.
Anyway. So, do you see the March 22nd deadline as? Doable.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I reprioritize what I do for fun. And I make sure it's a must do. It's just one, it has to be done. And so, you know, I've been pegging away at it several hours a day and you know, working through the roads. It's mostly GPS coordinates to damage, to length, depth, width, to photographs to verify that, you know, and then stop and talk to John or Marla to make sure I'm at the right place, the right. So I got the tools.
Yeah, Marla was in today, and she mentioned that she had offered her assistance with that.
Yeah, last week.
If you need help, don't be afraid.
Yeah, no, I went right up there and said, okay, I don't. Yeah, I know where the resources are, so you know we're okay.
All right.
It will be done.
Okay. Thanks again, Keith. Visitors. Dave.
Not much. No.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of the February 3rd, 11th, and 13th Select Board meetings.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. All right.
So move. Road report.
There we go. Thanks. Doing well until I was out here in the next couple of days. And kind of pushing toward the excavator again.
I think that's what we're definitely going to need.
Well, we're spending, what, $4,500 a year just in mowing.
You're talking wheeled excavator?
Huh?
Wheeled excavator.
Yep.
Yeah.
I checked the balance of the two equipment CDs, mm-hmm. and sitting in both of them right now, we have $332,000. So we've got a good start on something.
Wanda said we should never completely empty them, though.
No. Yeah, no.
And it does still require a town vote to spend it.
So should we bring it up at town meeting tomorrow?
No. We cannot. We would have had to have warned that.
Oh, that's right.
As a new item, way in advance.
Yep.
So it'll be a special town meeting or something then.
That'll give us a chance to get numbers together.
No, not to make things easy.
What did you say the funds? The
332-595-06.
That's what we have in there now?
In the two equipment CDs where we put like their hourly pay.
Right.
Yeah. That's been achieved since 2017.
And I actually have a couple checks in there now that'll go in next month. So it's always going up.
No, just a matter of getting some prices.
Get some prices, yes. I didn't.
It's a matter of finding one John likes.
Yeah.
I said it's a matter of finding one John likes.
Buy an excavator, you've got to sign on for 8 years.
And you? Were you signing
on? I'm running on 8 right now.
You're running on empty, right?
Just with the price of things going up, there was another part of it. We're not putting a lot into our equipment fund for the price of things. But in 17, that truck was 169 or 70,000.
Yeah, I think so.
Now it's close to 300 to replace.
Imagine that. Crazy.
So, the blue truck we own.
We
own all our equipment right now.
Everything.
The grader was the last one, and it was paid off last year.
What's rough estimate on the excavator? 200,000?
Yeah, I would roughly say that, you know, depending, you know, get a brontosaurus head for it so we can do our own work in town with it instead of out with it, and then... you know, you're about to do a lot of work in town.
But if we could fund half of it through our CDs, you know.
Right.
Take a loan on the other half, whatever. That would.
Right.
It wouldn't be a real big expense.
Well, it would set us up for the next 2 years or right. 3 years when we need the truck.
Right. Then we'll have that much left over in the CD to use then.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get parts. Backorder parts.
Yeah, I think we'll get some numbers and,
okay. And
we can always call a town vote if we decide we want to do it.
Right. You're thinking that's a better option than a new truck.
Because everything's working now mm-hmm. and in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 years... Two years is going to go the other way. You know, we've hit all of the big things, unless something major explodes, and nobody knows about it.
Right.
You know, everything's looking good.
It still needs to be a balance, not to own it versus subbing it out. So, however much, 200,000 or whatever that the machine costs,
mm-hmm.
And the head costs or whatever. It still seems to be, what are we paying to have JBL do stuff, or what are we paying to have the rent the
right.
mower and stuff like that? I mean,
yeah. But we're trying to work towards somebody else to overtake my position.
Understand that.
And there's going to be two guys. It's going to have to be two guys in this town.
Understand that.
Yeah. It's so.
Yeah, that's another thing we need to discuss at some
another,
point.
You know.
It's somewhat of a plan in case John gets hurt. I know we talked about it before, but we still never, I don't know what we're going to do.
We talked about that 15 years ago.
Yeah. been talked about since I've been
here. Well, yeah, but you've been lucky.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And
very lucky.
We do not have a backup plan for this town.
Right.
None.
Nope.
I don't know.
I don't know, and amongst everything else that's going to occur for the next 2 years, it's a lot to be on the table. You know, not only the repair work and, you know, how much we get for it, how much we don't get for it. You know, trying to replace John, which we know is going to, by today's standards, is going to take two people, whether they're both full-time or whatever, who the hell knows, but there's a hell of a lot on the table all at once.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it, and I... You know, you got to, you know, you have to take a drug test. Is that required to the town, right?
Yeah.
And that's just a town requirement or a CDL requirement?
No, it's through DESA. They did come right to the garage to do them with their mobile unit. Mm-hmm. The last time they had to go to Littleton Hospital because they stopped doing the mobile van or it was broken or they didn't have enough help.
Yeah.
I think they are going to be traveling to garages now, but not with their mobile van, just with a vehicle.
It's not a matter of where they have to go.
But it's
the people that have to take a drug test.
That's right.
Right, yeah. So I think every quarter they draw names, randoms?
Yes.
And I mean, they only have to go on the roster.
Five, six times.
I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, something happen and John's gone for a week, and I'm sure we can survive and get the roads somewhat manageable with my knowledge and his knowledge or your knowledge or whoever's knowledge. But, you know, if something drastically happens, we're done.
Yeah, you can't grab the phone or somebody show
take
up.
Take the town of Linden, the town of Burke, the town of Newark. You know, they've got three guys, four guys. Town of Linden's got eight guys.
We just have to poach one.
And they're still short, I think.
But I'm just saying, if somebody calls in sick for a day or 2 days, they've got guys to back them up. We have nothing.
That's right.
But you also have the circumstance where Vicky found themselves in the same situation, and they didn't hire any, they didn't bring on a town employee. They hired an outside company to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So Lyle Holton's son is basically doing all the town stuff that
right.
the town people.
But you're talking two totally different towns.
Stuff like that, you yeah. know, used to
yeah,
do.
That's
so
true.
I mean, at this point,
big difference. Big difference.
Two totally different towns.
Yeah. Why?
Well, we got way more miles of road. You got from point A to East Burke. You got point A to Route 2. You got point A to Servants Hill Road. They can travel. From everybody. Anybody that comes off Route 2 goes out through here and out through there. There's way more responsibility on these roads than up there.
Yeah.
Probably four times the traffic, at least.
I mean, we got fire departments we've hired to get from point A to point B. Or got contracts with. It's just all that stuff you got to think about. If something happens, what's going to happen from there?
I'm not trying to propose a position. I'm simply saying that other places in similar circumstances couldn't replace John. They couldn't replace Naborski.
We're not
so
almost replacing John. We almost need to replace.
Well, you're not going to. There's no more one man shows anymore. That's obvious. We all know that.
I'm surprised the state's allowed it this long.
But yeah.
Yeah,
whether it's one full, one part, two full, whatever. I mean,
yeah,
who
don't,
the hell knows?
I don't know how to fix the problem yet.
You just can't find any help that can pass a drug test or that's qualified.
It's the qualifications on the equipment, especially the road grader and
exactly.
stuff that concerns me. Dump
seems to me that Peacham's had a hell of a time over the years.
Not a big deal, but. No, it's we'll have enough to do for the next year or two or three. Sure.
If it lasts that long.
Mm.
How do you feel about it, Keith?
No, I... 2 years ago, we were going to hire a person, and everybody threw a fit.
Right, right. Yeah, well, everybody's happy when everything's done in town right, and the roads are done.
Yeah.
Until it's not done, that's when it's trouble.
Then it should have hit the fan.
So, we can start over. We can start over, and we can look into the... see what we need, and...
Yeah.
Everybody bring your ideas to the next meeting, and...
Right.
I think
we don't need to hash it out tonight. I mean, now that we got everybody on board with it, then jot down some notes and see what you think we need, and and we'll have to come up with some sort of an agenda to address the issue.
Right.
Seems like, as far as an excavator is concerned, the amount of jobs that it can do that we're paying to do now, the ditching. Brontosaurus work with the trees because they're not going to stop growing. Can't get anybody to cut them.
Normally, you're looking at $40,000 to sub out.
At least, yeah.
You know, with the brontosaurus.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I looked at the records. Last year was a different year, obviously.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But with the record stating, you know, with our grant money, we usually do have projects done. $35,000, $40,000, I'm thinking. Huh, John?
Anyways,
And then that could go haywire. Could.
You know, but, you know, 40,000 times whatever. I don't know if we do it every year, the grant project. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
And Pete's equipment tractor is like 5,000 a year. I think it goes up every
year. Yeah, the more, at least that now, isn't it, John? Maybe 7 or 8.
So we just need, we need some numbers on the excavator.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty doable.
Mm-hmm.
And we may need to think about running our numbers up a little bit for our
help
for our CDs, our equipment fund,
mm-hmm.
because what we're putting in probably not balancing out what the new costs are.
Oh, that's crazy.
So we need to think about running that number up a little bit so that when it comes time, a couple of years, we need a truck. We got a little bit more in there to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe how much town trucks have gone up in the last 10 years. I mean, it's outrageous.
So you could double. You have some possible excavator numbers by next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
We can table that till next meeting and see what we can come up with. I'm not against that, but...
Then I was told that you can't really sell that red truck because it doesn't meet emissions, so it's pretty well going to be cut up and
imagine that
thrown away.
Daniel did that, right? That's unbelievable.
So we can't even sell the red truck unless we sell it in parts. I don't know.
Why is that?
It doesn't meet emissions.
It's a municipal vehicle.
Although. The scuttlebutt that the emissions thing is going to go away on trucks to some extent.
So you're going to apply a standard that didn't exist in 07? I mean, a municipality might not be able to buy it, but anybody can buy a used truck. An 07 used truck without a big deal.
Keith, you had to be up to Danville had cut it up.
Huh?
They cut up the last one they... You couldn't trade
in
Danville.
Because?
I guess.
Because Nancy Pelosi.
I don't know what the whole deal was. But you couldn't sell it.
I'll find out about that.
But you didn't sell it. What's it worth? It was only worth 25, I
something
think.
Like that. 25, 28 at the
17.
Time. 17. But you had parts.
Yeah.
Keep it for a chloride truck and a... thawing rig.
Yep. Well, right now it's needed as a thawing rig.
Jeez. I don't know, it's something to think about. Next minute.
That's it, I'm done. I'm raising up hell.
Select board required training.
I sent you all an email. Vermont League of Cities and Towns changed it last year, so every new select board member and also every current select board member has to do training every 3 years. So I'm pretty sure every one of you will have to do the training this year. So the card that I got in the mail is like a,
it's not a Hallmark.
9 to 2:30. So I wouldn't sign up for this one per se, but I sent you a link to a page that had like a 45-minute Zoom one you can do. If you have any issues signing up for it through Vermont League of Cities and Towns, you pretty much just email them and tell them you're through the town of Kirby and it shouldn't be a problem. So, sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
So we can do a 45-minute Zoom meeting right here?
I mean, you can do it on your phone, your computer. You can do it in here if you want.
That's our minimum as opposed to 9 a.m. to 2:30 in Montpelier, which is Zoom anyway.
Who wants to be on a Zoom for 5.5 hours? Can you
well,
imagine?
That's kind of what I'm, you know, you talk about 45 minutes in one thing, and this thing is 9 to 2:30.
Well, the email I found, that page I found online, looked like it would cover your essential training, and it was 45 minutes. Oh. So I would just sign up for that one.
Okay.
I'll have to look at it.
I guess I didn't either.
No?
No.
Did I send it? I did.
Well,
you didn't.
I remember you sending it.
Oh, yeah, you probably sent it to my phone, along with the other 50 that I get.
Yeah, and don't look at it.
At 9 o'clock at night, you don't really want to look at.
Yeah, throw it in the trash can.
Do more with less.
Lots of trouble with these phones and these emails.
Would you,
it's endless, plus the crap.
Aaron,
the spam.
The 45-minute thing, a one-shot deal as far as one time that they offer it, do you know?
You would have to do it, I don't know.
Don't know, yeah. So go on the VLCT and check, I guess. See what they say.
Yeah, 9 to what is in Montpelier?
Yeah, but it says Zoom.
Oh.
9 to 2:30, Zoom. Why they tell you the Capitol Plaza Hotel.
Oh, it's a widescreen over there. You can watch a movie.
And a Saturday, no less. So.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, I put it on your paperwork email.
Yeah.
It was attached.
Oh, I did see something.
It's there. Yeah.
VLCT things. They get them all the time. I don't even know why.
Like more required.
Look at it right after the train.
Do you remember what size that was in front of Steve on the board?
So this is something we can log on to ourselves and...
Yeah, it has to be done by September 25th, 2025, and once every 3 years thereafter.
Once what?
Once every three years after that.
So we'll put a date there, she's not
wanting to... Put a 36 by
31. Yeah, it says it's 45 minutes.
That's another one episode of 24.
But does it say at a particular time?
No, it's like you scroll down and it says.
At least 30.
Yeah, I've seen next page.
Yeah.
30, 40.
So that was
what we said. I didn't actually go all the way into it. Oh, it's like a YouTube video.
Yeah,
so then.
It was before the storm. And it trashed the plastic.
That waste of
time. I don't know how you get credit for it at the end, but I think we just marked down somewhere that you actually did it.
DLCG.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
It doesn't look like it's really good, but mostly good cities and towns. It's right to the state of Vermont.
Okay, fuck this shit.
Some kind of flame with Mata Peculiar.
It's one of those.
It's what it always is.
Because they cost it out differently.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Too many people over there trying to justify their jobs.
Overload permit.
I have 3 of those, 4 of those.
Doing pushing all bags back.
public. I think I knocked. I had them back pretty good. Yeah.
I know.
They haven't got much on them now. So.
John, what do you want for restrictions on these? You want it just stay off during the spring, or what? How do you want to say that?
Yeah, I'll put that on there.
You'll do that?
Yeah. We put to stay off the roads when they're soft any time of year.
Yeah, just try to get whatever area of snow was. It was like Sunday morning, it was like 5 inches of snow on top of the mountain.
I know.
Or nothing down there.
Well, when?
It was Sunday morning. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Saturday night. I went and got a pizza. I left my house. And I had an inch and a half of snow. And got over to here and broke it bare. No snow, they didn't snow anywhere. Then I went back home and I went the other way.
Yeah. I got one of the ones from down
until
south.
Until I got over to the other side of the hill.
Arkansas.
Never had any more snow.
GPS.
And all on Route 2, it snowed like hell. There was a car off the road right there by Heath Bunnels. I sent you a message.
Oh, yeah.
No fire department there, though.
I mean, is that really necessary? Normally for a slide off, like, I wouldn't call
tow
the
truck.
Fire department
yep.
or 911.
Tow truck
was
there.
Truck.
B&B was there, holding them on the road. But.
See, James Egan passed away.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I just saw that in the scandal sheet today.
He has been good for a couple of years.
You know Gary Thompson, right?
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah, too. I went to wait the other night. I just had coffee with him last week. I guess he went in the hall. They took him to NVRH and then shipped him immediately down to Dartmouth. He didn't even make it. Big boy.
Field service plan.
Essentially, as long as it is documented by hours and dates as to when a service is done and some indication of like basic oil checks done and stuff like that, it's a every 100 hour type of thing. The only thing in talking with them, they have absolutely no problem with if document it. If you're going to do it on your own, document it so it can be proven from a warranty standpoint, which the warranty on that unit is 6 years. What won't happen by us is downloading updates and everything else from a system to that. To they weren't real specific about what the point is, but you may have information in that download that doesn't show up when you change oil or whatever. The only thing that we haven't done to it, other than changing the oil and stuff, is adjusting the valve. They basically said that, you know, you don't have to schedule an annual thing. You can do it every other year if you want, in order to have them essentially come in, do the work, do the downloads, and upload if there's anything from that standpoint to be done, and just do it every other year. Or so you're talking about spending, you know, probably $50 to $75 to change the oil yourself. And a filter and whatever, nothing staggering, versus basically $450 for their basic, you know, major service, quote unquote. And it doesn't have to be set in stone with a contract or anything else. You can call and say, you know, schedule a service out here. Just like anything else, if something happens and they do come out here outside of a warranty thing, it's $150 for an emergency call, and the mileage from Northfield to here and back, you know, comes up to $500-$600. So I honestly don't know whether it's worth having them come once a year for the $450. But the other side of the coin is that if something does upgrades the systems and whatever that would be beneficial to us, we're not going to do it if we just keep changing the oil and adjusting valves and checking the oil level once a month, that kind of thing. So, you know, whether you want to hire them once every 2 years or once every other year or whatever, and have the download done, and obviously their system is going to upload things that would, you know, obviously when they came to do a service on somebody's stuff, that it would be automatic, that they would upload that, download that, you know, that kind of information. So I don't have I like the idea that they openly just document your servicing and you don't have a problem. If it comes to a warranty situation and you can't document it, then you're not going to get it. And we have that little red folder up there, and you know, it would be due again for a service sometime this summer. They make it a point of telling you that if you're in a power down situation, every 8 hours the machine has to be shut off and have the oil checked. So far we haven't had too many of those, but a year or so ago, 2 years ago, the one at my house ran for pretty near 2 days solid before Lyndon got the stuff back online. And
I would assume that's kind of an automatic shutdown if the oil gets low anyway.
Yeah. Supposed to.
I would assume.
What are they suggesting for valve adjustment? How many times are you going to do it on this motor?
I didn't look at the exact service schedule other than, you know, part of their quote-unquote, you know, once a year major service would be including that. I don't, you know, what is it, a two-cylinder engine?
Yeah.
So it ain't rocket science to adjust valves so long as you have the specifications to do it.
Exactly.
And if you write it down and document it, and it's there, that's fine. If you write it down and not actually do it and just have something on paper to supposedly prove it to the warranty people and something happens, I don't know how their system tells whether you were fudging or not or whatever. I honestly don't know.
The other price was 200 and something. What was that about again?
No, you had two prices. You had $450 for a major service, and then $654 for major and minor service. And, you know, they're basically, you see their vans and stuff running around here all the time, so, you know, basically they're in the area, but I know they're going to charge everybody mileage from home to the site instead of the fact that the guy's already up here doing five other units. You know, part of me says that they should be here every once in a while and do the downloads and whatever all else, just so that the I's are dotted and T's are crossed if it comes to a warranty issue somewhere down the road.
Is that got a Kohler engine?
No.
No?
Riggs and Stratton.
That's good, because Kohler just went out of business.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been around one.
Or at least they're not making any engines, let's put it that way.
It doesn't have to be
toilets and all that stuff, you know.
Thing unless you want it done every year at a particular time or something. But I just, you know, part of me can't justify $450 to change oil and adjust valves in that thing once a year. Just,
so who do we designate to do the generator? Change oil and adjust the valves.
Well, I've been doing it so far, and
I understand that, but you may not be here.
Correct.
In another year, so the select board, you designate the select board. There may not be anybody on the select board that even knows what a generator is.
Mm-hmm. All I offered my services before, so it was one thing John didn't have to do. It wasn't major rocket science, and I serviced my own generator, so I have a rough idea of what I'm doing. So I offered it as help.
I understand
that. I don't care past whatever time that I'm here. After that, the next select board figures out what they want to do. This is not something that you have to sign up for with some kind of deadline. The only deadline they had was $20 or $25
right.
off if you, you know, signed up before, and they send the thing out with the new rates every October. And you know, it's
I call them in every couple of years or 3 years and have them do a service on it.
That was my thought was to whatever,
two years, every 3 years,
something, you know, obviously we document what we do and we can figure out, I'm sure John can adjust valves, I'm sure you can.
Well, you're going to do it and you're going to do it why we're not doing this?
For now.
For now,
that's what we've been. That's
as long as we know somebody's going to do it.
Somebody's going to do it. We'll make a spreadsheet and put it so that whoever beyond this point, if they can't change the oil, then they're going to have to go to
maintenance schedule is already photocopied and in that red book, so it's not hard to follow.
Be
whether
a good job
John checks it once
cleared.
A month and then
Gunya.
Checks the oil, or I do at this point. I've been trying to do it just to keep John from having to worry about something like that.
Yep.
But the update,
so
I'm just
service every 2 years. It would be due in like May of 2026.
Every 100 hours.
Every 100 hours is when they suggest a service.
Yes.
But I'm talking about like have them come service. You said like every couple of years.
At the most, three years.
That's still 100 hours.
No, it's good. I would service it every year.
I would too.
No matter what. You got 20-minute run cycle every week. So, and then, you know, the other day when we were in the meeting, all of a sudden, you know, blink, blink, and it's running. I don't know how long it ran, you know. But, you know, you're not going to...
Obviously, it's an hour meter on.
Somebody has... the hour meter's on. Somebody essentially... You know, the town maintenance people in the long run are the ones that would, you know, if it's been running for a day or something like that or whatever, someone needs to shut it down long enough to check the oil in it. They openly admit that they use oil when they run hard and steady because they essentially are at full output. Not like it's idling sometimes or whatever. It runs, it runs.
Mine at the house quit, and I went out and had no oil in it. Well, I had enough oil where I shut it down, but we went down, bought oil, put oil in, and washed away.
It didn't shut down automatically?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it did. That's what he said. So, I mean, you know, the board or anybody else can choose to not do it at all and just maintain it yourself and stuff and not figure that the updates are worth it, but... as long as it was under the 6-year warranty thing, I'd be liking to have every couple of years or something, have them come in, do the service and blah, 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 and do the upload download thing. And
if I'm not mistaken, the valve adjustment is the most important one of all after X amount of hours.
And it's due for it.
Yeah.
It's due for it.
But they didn't do that at the first service when they came out?
I would have
probably
to
didn't
look
have
at
enough
that
hours
actual
on
edit.
Well, they said I had twice as many as other people's normally do. They said we should have done a half a year service instead of a whole year.
But that was also at the time when we were losing power out this way that we never did before.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, it never hurts to over-maintain it either, if you depend on it.
So, I mean, I don't know that it requires a motion per se, but just a matter of whether it's up to the road foreman and stuff to work out a schedule with a select board person or themselves or whatever, that's essentially the fact that they can't and don't make you have them service it for 6 years. They can't do that. So, but I'm just concerned about a download comes up or something that, you know, if you have, we're not going to be able to do it. But
well, I think of it every month when we write down on our, supposed to write down on our fire services, I think about the generator at the same time. That's the way I go out and check it. But, you know, like you said, it runs for 20 minutes on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday too.
And I've checked the oil once a month since December.
Sure.
And it's fine, unless you're putting it in. I didn't know if you knew about the Red Book or...
I did not. I guess I did look in that for something. Oh, how do I get into it?
Yeah, that latches.
That latches something else.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I think get the lash adjusted. I don't know about the computer load down, what the hell all that's about. I'd like to know when they show up.
Oh, like on mine, it'll tell you ERA.
Yeah.
ERA.
Yeah. What's it for?
And then you got to get in there and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And the ERA's gone. So it's just a matter of knowing how to get rid of the ERA or whatever. Tells you what it is, what happened.
Yeah. And it maintains the history.
Right.
So yeah, they download an event history.
It's like the new tracks, the same thing.
So. I just, that's nothing real complicated about it. Just a matter of having them do it once in a while and once every 2 or 3 years. And
right.
I go with that.
So we're going to maintain it ourselves and for now change the oil filter. And then every couple of years we have to come in. Is that where we're at?
That's basically what I was figuring.
That sound.
At least why.
You're going to know if the valves need adjusting anyway because it's going to start hard. It's going to go through about 3 or 4 cycles before it will start.
Right, but nobody knows that.
No, but you will know when we're...
Well, if you look at the program board and it tells you, you know, 3 no starts or something like that,
right.
Then yeah, you will.
Yeah.
At that point, you will.
Yeah.
Or if you're standing there and it goes to start and it doesn't.
Right. I was at the camp a month ago, 8 to 12 times it's trying to run. One run. And then, 12th time you might get lucky and it'll stay running. So they came down, they put an oxygen thing in it and thought that was it for the propane to feed into it. Which I don't think that's it. But anyway, they did and it didn't run. Didn't work. They came back down, adjusted the valves, good to go.
Yeah.
Is that Brookfield? Was it Brookfield?
No, I had primary store come down.
Oh,
I had
Generac. Yeah, Generac, yeah.
Yeah. So, that was one of the reasons why I went with Generac, because I didn't have to pay, Brookfield to come all the way over here.
That's right, that's crazy.
That's
the road.
Yeah. So, they're pretty popular.
But, anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, whether that's the road guy's responsibility in the end or one person on the select board, like whatever. I mean,
if John doesn't mind doing it, we'll have John doing it. If you don't want to do it, we'll go to Plan B.
Or just let them adjust the valves.
I think that might be the most important
thing. Let them come in once and adjust the valves. I think that's enough for that motor.
Right.
There's about 6 bolts, and you can throw that right out in the garbage and put another bridge and scrap in there.
I mean, I'm sure it's got a tube on it. You just take the tube out, drain the oil out of it, and put it back in, you're done.
Done. Yeah.
Cheap insurance.
So
we can call them and schedule that in this next 100 out in the cycle that it's in now. I changed it out November or something, so we can have them come sometime this year and do that and do the valves and do the download and then
we'll take over.
Take it over a day at a time.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's fine.
I think I got 15, almost 16,000 hours on my generator.
Do you really?
Yeah. You don't pay electric bill, huh?
The camp?
That's all we got up there. 16,000 hours on that thing. And they've adjusted the valves, I'd say, maybe four times.
Which is about right.
So,
but still.
16,000
hours. A lot of hours for a small gas engine. And it's not a diesel. Propane, right?
Propane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have a power line or anything else?
Nope. There's no power up there. So every time you go up there, that's what you strictly use for power. Yeah, 16,000 hours right on the computer.
Roddy's got a pole right in front of his house, but it doesn't mean he's not on it.
Budget,
you know?
Right. Order of bills.
I got a little Predator one that works great. For now. Four bullets cash in.
So, these are some locations.
Anybody go down Red Village Road?
Okay? I mean, not Red Village.
Severance Hill Road? Mm-hmm. Ooh, the bridges, the potholes. You could lose a Volkswagen.
I've had some people in here complaining.
I'm sure. I came to a dead stop and so riding the brake at an idle, and I'm doing. I feel like I'm going to tip over. There's no need of that. I figured out what's going on. Lindenville doesn't want to fix it. They want Casella to do that. Well, they're not around.
Yeah, they are.
They are?
They are. They're there all the time.
Oh, I thought they pulled
out. But they don't do
that. I saw them pull excavators out and everything else.
They're falling over.
Oh,
with
that bridge.
Yeah.
Cost? I didn't know they were doing
that. And they're still in Linden.
Yeah.
I'll have to get with Leslie when she comes in, maybe Thursday.
What about Brook Road?
Sit down with you.
Is that money?
What about the Brook Road?
Yeah, so that's open for now. Until they...
Closed the other day.
Oh, it was.
649, and
right
then the bridge
the
by St. Paul, that's the work you did, right?
With blocked
the blocks
off in between
of concrete. And then the ledge next to St. Paul.
It had been open.
Yeah, I thought it had been open.
It looks like maybe they're finally going to do that second.
No, ledge next to St. Paul.
Great
time.
It's a good time.
They said it would be 1st of March when that second culvert came.
Should have been 1st of April.
They got one done?
Put some ledge in there.
No, I thought the project should have been done at the end of
February. Okay, so we put some ledge in.
We didn't want to deal with mud season at that brick road.
No, I think they said the first culvert was coming in 2 weeks and the next culvert was coming in 8 weeks.
I don't know. I'm just, the old, I got no place to sign, so.
I was looking at that before I gave it to you. I honestly couldn't remember.
The thing of it is, there's no communication.
You think?
No.
That's an understatement.
That's unbelievable.
You know he even was that sick?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been battling that a couple of years now. Can't remember. I think it was one time, it was a day that he told me that we could get that sign, that mobile speed limit sign. That day, he had just got done some treatment. And he said, no, I think I'm going to be okay. That's what he told me. Because there was a spot on his head.
Apparently, it's not just your average run-of-the-mill.
No, evidently not.
Some weird.
This thing didn't have anything but the little clip.
Yeah,
okay,
I
guess
there's a few of those.
You have concurrency. Exactly what's done, and then I'll figure out.
Here's another one.
Because I got to put it.
It's a Wayne one. Maybe they both.
Let me take a look. And there might even be one more.
That was the clip on one of them.
Yeah, I just need to know where we put it.
Shit.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 hours that went out there.
Well, Thursday maybe, Sunday morning.
But it's not
needy. Yeah, Leslie's not here.
Well, needy, but not issue.
Yeah, right. Headache. No, yeah. Well.
It's about 8 inches on the back roof. It only goes up that far.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
All right, so our fallback time is?
Yeah.
Ordered it online.
Yes.
Huh?
I had to
order it online.
Is it?
Did you get
the
blue truck? I did, but I lost it. I didn't know.
Oh, well, that would be a problem.
You shoot her on the blue truck? You have to take it?
Yes, you bought a new.
That's the double codes on the DEF.
251?
On the DEF.
Yeah, I still didn't want to
pull that whole thing out of there and check
out
all
the other guys that are like leather kind of
change this unit, I guess. A whole unit. Still got those, but it's running and it's using it.
So the codes aren't shutting it down.
All kinds of power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charging it.
No. Come on, sir.
Oh, yeah.
They are so nice.
Tomorrow is down.
All right.
What's that, Keith?
Tomorrow's time
meeting. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
You going to be here?
To me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. People want to ask some questions for you.
Yeah, they probably will.
You'll get through it, trust me.
Yeah,
I have faith in you.
Yeah, no, I'll be you.
You probably have to answer some of this.
Yeah, stuff. So when we get to that point, just...
I'm going to just say, Keith?
Yeah.
There's 10 and 12, but yeah. Aren't there a couple more of those?
Thank you.
Well, there was
two-step,
but that adds.
Yeah. Don't end up in a heap up
this
there.
This was like this. This was
yeah,
like this.
So there's 9.
Everywhere.
10, 11, 12.
Yep.
Should be like, I think there should be like 7 and 8.
Okay.
5. Must be on this file, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
See you, John.
See ya.
Thanks for the
I just told Scott wants
we have
another one change.
What's that here?
For John.
Oh, just screw up.
These ones
date?
That are John's extra helpers, yeah. I didn't put.
Not
that
I'm away from him, so he's got a date now.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Going to change some things supposedly to school other than the districts. You can only use 3 schools.
We sign these?
I don't know what that means.
Yes, because they were clipped to the back of
John's.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
I have 3 more sheets over here. 17,
218,
219. Which one do these go with?
I don't even know what you're counting.
Oh my goodness. Okay. 175. It can't be that one. It's like not many hours. Numbers up here.
Yeah.
There's like 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, that you've written on the sheet.
I got 9.
This might be what I'm looking for.
God, somebody knows what they're looking for. I don't.
Right here, look at that. 2 chainsaw chains. $35 a piece.
Used to be $11.
So that's crazy.
It's not the least expensive place to buy stuff, but he prefers to do business there, and I don't know why, and I don't choose to question.
$35 a piece.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I used to buy them chains for $9.99.
Sometimes
say,
I just bought for $11 a month.
I just bought two at Dad's, and I think they were $23 a piece. They were $14.
Yep.
Right, I bought an air filter. I saw it down at Woodville the other day. $33 for an air filter.
It don't matter what you buy.
It doesn't matter. It's all crazy.
That's crazy.
Buy a freaking dowel at the hardware store. 5/8 dowel, $4, $8. Worth about $2.
We have 11. That's John's. So maybe Wayne needed number 12.
It was like.
Sorry, I'm a mess
today. I don't know if you can buy a chain. $15 now. You want?
I know.
I go down to Brooms, he'd make one, I'd be out of there in 10 minutes. $11.
Who's the guy I'm missing?
Yeah, everybody's missing him.
Safety relief valve for water heater. $39 today.
What were they 10 years ago? Five?
Hell, 10 years ago.
$8.
Two or three.
Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Joey Dug a donut.
And I wouldn't have known it. I just happened to be at the counter today when the guy came in and bought one. You think he almost shit? I almost did too.
That's unbelievable.
He dropped it $39.
Better be all stainless steel and
brass. Lead
I know, brass. I know they're all brass, but I'm just saying. That's crazy.
Yeah, lead free brass.
I wonder what it costs today to plumb a house. A brand new construction. Can't imagine. $10,000.
Oh, easy.
Plumbing? Easy. Yeah.
Oh shit, yeah. I mean, plumbing, heating right now. Well, you're getting most bids on a simple little house, plumbing and heating, couple bathroom.
$24,000.
Oh yeah, 25 to 30.
Even
grand.
Using Bex.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
One more house for $150 a square foot.
No, way.
No, that's just a porch.
What is it now? It's about $650 right now.
Yeah, I mean you're down to $150 a square foot building a garage.
Yeah. What's concrete now, man? $300 a yard in place?
Oh, 3,500 pound mix is like almost 200 every time. What are you doing, Aaron? Am I doing something wrong here?
Trying to figure out this
mess.
Wayne Tanner's timesheets
are... Right? Shelf level will be close.
Wayne Tanner's timesheets are screwed in. I'm trying to make sense of this.
Who's building that castle up the road, the ridge road, but up towards...
thing with the windows pointing?
Yeah.
That is, Nick. It's Allison Claude and Nick Kasotis. I don't think they actually live here yet.
And hair cylinder. 2.5 by 8.
Where are they from?
$600.
Mm-hmm. Shanghai.
An hair cylinder.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We just ended up having to have cash board come down and we're on our
Jello snake.
You don't even want on the road.
Really?
Mileage charge.
You have no idea what's going on in this place.
$1,231.
I think it was like 83 acres. I had to sweat.
Pressure relief valve to regulate the hydraulic brake control.
With clay on top. That's
about,
all it is.
About that big,
you know,
height.
Twice
the
width. I think it has already been
a little gear driven.
Subdivided?
Hydraulic brake pump.
Not subdivided, but transferred.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think I read that in the scandal sheet, but I don't know who.
Charge? You know, 70 cents a mile with the IRS or something? These guys were over $2 and some odd cents a mile.
Transferred just to Cynthia and...
They had their tools with them, and tool truck?
Right.
And John Roy.
Man.
Who?
It was transferred to Cynthia and John Roy from Sheffield.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, is this for the work on the road when you're excavating down there?
Yep.
Maybe when I get these away, I can make sense
of them. It's going to be a nice one.
It's not John's, it's Wayne's. There's 11.
Yeah, the plow guy come back Saturday, Sunday. Or no, Saturday, must be Saturday. Goodbye, something like this. What the fuck you do? Well, there's four bolts in the fishery. He was piling up this way somewhere. Hit a rock.
At 50?
No, he hit a rock, but it just demolished the bolts, and then it bent, you know, bent my whole frame.
Oh my God!
So I had to go
up, was going too fast.
I had to go out and buy it. No, them fishing plows. I'm telling you, that's the weakest point in those fishing plows is your four bolts. They snap one off, today. And you don't know it. Then before you know it,
and we'll be here all
day tomorrow. The other will come down. It'll hit the dirt head on.
And the frame.
And 4 hours. Previous hours this week, 8.
Yep.
So if this is the first sheet.
I think that's the first 27 that did that. They changed the design.
There should be.
So I went right up and bought me a new A-frame this morning and put it back on.
8 hours before.
Ready to go for the next one. If we have another one, which I hope we don't.
There was only two for Wayne.
I could live with that more soon.
I think there's three.
What a goddamn difference that makes.
This is Wayne.
Nice change.
This is Wayne.
The B-wax? Oh.
Yeah. That will give you some traction.
I only saw two.
What are you looking for?
Do you have another Wayne?
Yeah, I did hear some.
Oh,
here.
My back just tried to throw itself out. That'd be great, but they have a hard time meeting.
Mm-hmm. The Wayne's right here. 12B.
NEK Broadband.
And then a 7B Wayne.
Right? I'm hoping 12B might be what I need.
Because
I marked this in 12B, but it's not.
$134 for NEK Broadband?
Every month.
Per month?
Every month.
Mm-hmm. Is that because you're commercial?
Because the package we took.
Yeah, I think.
We took the bigger package.
Yeah,
it's mine at home's 103. I have the.
That's right, you guys already have it.
Yeah.
I got Starlink. I don't bother with any of it.
I have Starlink and it's 120.
Yeah, so. But I like it. I can watch a hockey game.
I don't like that there's no customer service at all. Like, if you have a problem, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
have
right?
Fun.
You can't even call somebody. To,
no.
Yeah.
You can't even get no explanations anywhere.
How about
nothing.
This? The Starlink screwed up with my son's ship, and that thing is about his communications and radar, and they couldn't get it fixed. They couldn't get it fixed. Of course, it doesn't help out the bearing
signal. I saw it come up, and I didn't read it.
Oh, okay.
I like smoke signals.
I was just leaving work. Was I just leaving work? About 4?
Yeah, because I just got back from grooming.
What's the story with the groomer? Is it done? Somebody told me it's broken.
Burke broke theirs. Ours isn't.
Oh, it must be Burke.
No,
I mean, we had to have them come down and fix the hydraulic brake system.
I don't think everybody signed that one.
Yeah, but that's just me.
Right.
That's
what?
Beyond
I think
enough.
That's
$3,500.
Those are not your signature, right? So I can't tell, they kind of all look the same.
I would find it if I wanted to. No problem. Somebody told me there was some trails closed up that way.
There are trails closed in areas, but you get on our trail and then go to Yellow Gate and head to Lunenburg to the Balls and then go up through.
Oh, you got
to
go that way. Can't go
well,
up
I know you go that way. I don't know if you can do that old Route 1 and Route 3
and
thing over
four.
There.
I do not know. 7 is
19.
I don't have the machine
no more.
I don't either. My son's got 3 of them sitting in the yard. He never uses them. I'm going to take one out for a ride just to run the engine, you know. I wish he'd sell them, buy some tracks for his buggy.
When did that woman get hurt Saturday night? Lost Nation.
Busted both legs.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Right at 5 o'clock.
Really?
Right, his light's changing, right?
Well, I was
going
just
too fast.
I just getting the pizza and a state cop come off the interstate and went through Lindenville. Then I went back to Red Village. I met another one coming that way. Then I got to Route 2. Must be a state cop was at that car off the road. He was headed that way.
Really?
Up to Lost Nation.
It was bad.
Huh.
I didn't see that in the scandal sheet. That's
I didn't either.
Well, that's what the snowmobile clubs reported was East Haven.
Yeah, well, that's it. Lost Nation.
Yep.
I don't know if one in fucking Montpelier. No helmet.
Okay. Is there another
lady riding right into a tree. Better than shit.
You know what?
Just like that.
Right.
I don't think I'll send a sympathy card. She's that stupid.
Jesus Christ.
Not once has a tree ever moved.
You.
They do it in Pittsburgh and Colbert constantly.
Yeah, they do.
Constantly. It's been that way
There's
for years.
There's a ton of rented machines
That's
up there,
the problem.
Too.
They need to put governors on them. It only goes
stop giving them 800, one or the other.
Yeah, you get a 300 instead of governor, it only does 30 miles an hour.
Nice.
What gets me is when they ride on the wrong side of the trail.
That's a lot.
I don't think you could put enough keep right signs on a trail. Maybe 10,000 of them.
Huh?
I haven't done these two yet.
I'm 12.
And,
that was done.
That one's done.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
Yeah.
I've been bumped a couple times. I remember once that grower to Martin down to Reigate.
Finally figured out Wayne's stuff.
Excuse me. They go off into the trees and everything else when you come, like they can't see you with all the lights, you know.
There.
You want to ride that fast? Simple. Go to Canada, take the throttle down and go.
I was gonna say because they just we had Vast getting a hold of me the other night, Friday night, just at the end of Lunenburg's Trail where they meet us at the Yellow Gate. Hole opened up. One guy missed it and the other guy didn't. Right into it.
How'd that go?
I don't know.
Pole still there, right?
Lunenburg's Trail. I know exactly where it is. It's a low spot in the trail and just before the intersection, and it always has problems with water. We went out today to fix two spots that people complained about down in the pipeline. It's a swamp down there.
It is. The whole thing's a swamp.
The whole thing's a swamp. We got 10 bridges down there.
And really? Yeah. I know there's a lot, but I didn't know there was 10.
Yeah, because we replaced them all 2 years ago. But now, after that big rain and stuff, so many coming off the side hill things started to show up. And they jumped their banks, so they make new ones.
Sure.
So we have a bridge right here, and then you got two washouts just past the bridge, or just before it, depending upon what direction you're going in.
I remember one time more like hell up on the pipeline that there's a place they had a pallet for a bridge. Little tiny brook. And I remembered it. I was wide open. I don't ride it wide open anymore. I came up onto that thing and I remembered. I slowed down. I would have landed in probably the pub out back. It was only about 3 foot wide, but it was about 3 feet deep. Imagine stuffing your skis in that at 100.
The trouble with the pipeline is there's no depth to the water.
No.
It's maybe a foot here and there, but fucking guys are pinned to the handlebar.
All the time.
Oh,
I don't do that shit anymore. I learned a long time ago.
70, 80 miles an hour down the
road. Last month it was almost as bad. You can probably
Three
Mountain Power.
I would. Here's what I'd like to see. It'll never
happen. I feel like Winnemah Electric,
but I'd like to see the tails. 5 feet wide.
They had that big increase.
Wow.
Well,
ATVs, UTVs,
my
bill
is usually like 180 and now it was 277.
I got he had it at St. Albans at this show.
But this is really high for
they had a booth,
here, too.
Bassett and Bassett, you're going back and forth. And I listened to the banter, you know, and I said, why don't you guys work together instead of.
I think usually they
each other.
Request the.
Problem
like
is,
12 or
people
14%
ride
increase and usually
so
get about half
keep riding
of it.
On their tracks and stuff like that.
Seems
but he says, you can't
every
go
year
fast
lately,
enough
so.
With those machines. And I do 15, 20 with tracks. I said, yes.
It seemed like
but
they
the
get a big increase.
It seems like
project manager, right?
We should have to have more than one option.
Yeah.
I mean, besides being off-grid, because I have children.
Yeah.
I don't need to go crazy.
Request for proposal.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Versus RFQ, which was request for qualifications. No, it's.
That freaking, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said that would never work. You go, I said, the interstates, I believe it's 40 and 65, right? Isn't that right?
In Vermont, 65 and 40.
Right. So if you have a snowmobile, the speed limit is 35. Or 50, depending. And then a machine's doing 15 or 20. If you're going so fast, you haven't got time to stop. There's a bigger problem. It's not going to change. Nothing ever going to change.
Oh, you can't put.
Somebody have a power pole on route 2?
Can't put.
Somebody have a power pole on route 2?
Yeah, with tracks on a snowmobile trail.
Right at Echo Ledge.
They function this way.
Oh, yeah.
And the snow machines are in the middle.
It seems like almost every car
you've got to have.
You'd ruin the
snow machines this way.
Right.
That's our building.
I'd love to
and
see a parallel
road. Got road is our
who's
going to
pay for that?
No
little section
that's
here.
Right.
Yeah, from the cemetery
nice.
Over to.
It can only be 5 foot wide.
Bonnie Bassett's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That section right there, that Kirby.
Yeah, even though the state maintains
even
the road.
Even though the state,
yeah.
I can't.
Hell, I was happy to see the Lindenville ran out of road salt. That was the best news they've had all year.
So there was one Saturday night right there, right just before Heath Bungled driveway, right across from.
Where is
the golf course? Yeah. Ready to go.
Oh, up
course.
There. Okay.
But I didn't see the fire. So the wrecker was there. The state cop got a
I was standing in the road and they were pulling his car up on the wrecker. When we got home, I asked the old lady, she said she didn't hear that the concrete got toned out, so they didn't call
for these chairs out there.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
I can't fit any more out
probably
there.
Probably didn't have to wash down any fuel or anything like that. So if there's a fire on Route 2 in that area, yeah, but who's paying? Kirby?
Yeah.
I guess it really doesn't matter. It's Kirby.
We paid four times for him to go to Bonnie Bass's last winter because the furnace was malfunctioning.
Oh, that's that lady twice in one week or once?
It was more than twice. The twice in 1 week was out on Mud Hollow.
Yeah, that was challenging. With the steam in the shower. That really gets me.
Bonnie, I think, was three times in one winter, right? Three or four times.
Three or four times they went. Because the furnace
went. Same reason.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they should be made to pay. In case you need a chair, you're taking it with you?
I'm with Jeff. I'm like,
sitting in that groomer for 6 hours, so I'm done sitting for a while.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, those metal chairs are a killer.
Town meeting,
10:30. Except for the 7 o'clock voting staff.
It's just school stuff, so.
You know, you still got to count ballots.
I got some stuff recently at the state house. I was over there for the first thing Tuesday. And I found out some things that I didn't know. This new school thing with Phil Scott, 5 districts. Each town will only be allowed to pick from 3 schools.
Counting on me?
Which tells me that one of probably going to be public schools and so
you can
forth.
Come over if you want.
But that might not be
I
the
have
biggest
two full-time
issue.
Girls and myself.
I don't know anybody's ready to get like
people
to
help with the potluck.
And I don't think it's going to fly. There's 3 Republicans. So the rest of Democrats probably won't fly. But what's Plan B?
He just got out
there
of
is no Plan B.
That's what I said. That's why I wasn't going to answer.
Karen
had been sick, so she
what
said
I
that she doesn't want to do it.
I think it's 83% of our budget is school. It seems to me,
I'm not good at serving
financially,
food.
Within X
I don't think they
years,
even really serve. I think they just like
we're
plug in crock pots,
stuff on that table.
Can't afford
tape,
it anymore. Can't
know,
keep paying.
And stuff.
There's not enough income to pay.
Sue's had a lot of experience with it.
They keep moving
it,
in from out of state or out of town
nice
or whatever.
Nice to have some help. I
to
usually
go to
just set up
because
the coffee.
The mortgage is cheaper than the tuition.
Mm-hmm.
But like it,
that can't
those
sustain.
Strips
it
sometimes
can't.
Shut it off.
Statewide too. The state's going to the hole. They're $360 million in
the hole.
And they want more programs.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Bernie will to figure
I
out.
Imagine he will. That stroker. That's all right. I'm not going to tell you what I call it, but the Burlington paper, the fag rag, they had moment of the year.
I mean, I'll probably be here at like 8.
Peck of the lint.
I
almost
broke
the gasket when I saw that.
Yeah, I think 10 is fine.
A purple motorcycle with a yellow stripe on it.
Keith, what time do you want the flick board here?
Oh,
10?
Yeah, 10.
10.
We're in deep shit.
Next meeting, the regular meeting will be April 7th, 6 p.m. Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So move.